we have a very famous Catholic nun who's like, okay, Joe Biden is out, but Trump is going to save us.
An election year in the U.S. In normal times, an election is the moment when ordinary people can take back control of their nation's destiny. But these are not normal times. Across the globe, men and women are waking up to the alarming truth that governments no longer serve God or the people. And beloved, I'll interrupt to say myself that if President Trump gets in, it's a complete act of God. If the Democrats, if Biden is not reelected, it is a complete act of God, because every scheme and every...
If Trump gets in, it's an act of God.
Yes.
If Biden gets in, it's an act of God.
Yes.
So far, she's right.
Yes.
I would agree with her, because there's the active will and there's the permissive will of God.
Evil is out there that he would continue to be our president, as inept and evil as he is, at least done evil things. Those that surround him and advise him and even direct him, the devil is wise. And I would not put it past them to do anything. I know that recently someone has made a motion that no one should be able to vote who cannot prove U.S. citizenship. I totally agree with that. But there are those in the Democratic Party who do not. So we are up against not just an election, but an absolute war for good against good and evil.
The election is war of good and evil. It's Trump, which is good, and Biden, which is evil. Do you agree with that?
I think it's a little bit deeper than good and evil, but yeah. I do think it's a war between a lesser evil and a evil myself.
So it's two evils.
Two evils. One evil just happens to point towards a better idea of America. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all know that God works through evil people a lot of times and makes good out of it. So
why is he working through Biden?
That's a tough question.
Is Biden an evil person?
I think God has a plan, and sometimes it's really hard to see God's plan. And I have no idea what God's plan with Biden is, but maybe something will come good of it, or maybe it's just straight up horrible and evil, or maybe it'll wake people up, you know?
To what?
To the route that America is going on, the direction that it is going.
Are you old enough to vote?
I am.
Are you going to vote for Trump?
It depends on who the other candidates are and what I think of them.
So it's going to be Biden and Trump, and then maybe RFK Jr.
I'd probably end up voting for Trump, but you know, okay. I keep my options open.
But do you think that your vote will count?
I think it's taken into consideration at
an
extremely minute level.
Who's taking it into consideration?
You know, my parents, to figure out if they like me or not.
Do you live in your parents' basement?
No, I don't. I currently live in my boss's home guest house.
Okay, so your clock has started then. With going back to like the women who expire in their 30s, your clock has started.
Yep, my clock has started. There's a countdown. June 25th is when the countdown ends.
Of which year?
Of this year.
This year?
Yep.
What happens on June 25th?
I move out to the job I hope to be my career.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Can we talk about climate change for a second?
I love climate change.
Hello to all your viewers. I resent you calling me a denier. That is a word meant to put me down. I'm a skeptic about climate change, and I want to make it darn clear Mr. Kenney's not a scientist. I am. He's the CEO of the Weather Channel now. I was the founder of the Weather Channel, not the co-founder.
And I'm glad you did, because I am addicted to the Weather Channel. I watch a lot of cable news.
Hold on just a minute. I'm not done. And CNN has taken a very strong position on global warming that it is a consensus. Well, there is no consensus in science. Science isn't a vote. Science is about facts. And if you get down to the hard, cold facts, there's no question about it. Climate change is not happening. There is no significant man-made global warming now. There hasn't been any in the past, and there's no reason to expect any in the future. There's a whole lot of baloney, and yes, it has become a big political point of the Democratic Party and part of their platform, and I regret it.
This is the Weather Channel co-founder. This is the guy who was like, hey, I love the Weather Channel. He lives in San Diego. And he says, I resent you calling me a denier. That is a word that is meant to put me down. This is meteorologist and founder of the Weather Channel, John Coleman. He's destroying
I coughed away.
The climate change hoax and just demolishing it. Why don't more people interview him?
Because they don't want to hear it.
They don't. Why don't they want to hear it?
Because having a sense of a problem makes them feel like they're a hero by trying to fix it, and it makes them feel like they're doing something with their life.
See, I think it's part of their religion. I think that demons hate humans, and therefore you have to eliminate humans. And one way to eliminate humans is to convince humans that they're the reason that the round globe is under attack.
You're saying that the demons want us to self-exterminate?
I think the demons love abortion.
Mm-hmm.
I think the demons love euthanasia.
Mm-hmm.
I think the demons love war.
True.
So if those three things are true, then yeah, maybe they want less humans. Because look, what is a human? A human being is part eternal soul and part body. It's part spiritual, part physical. There is an eternal aspect to a human being. And I think the demons hate humans. They hate them so much, they're like, well, if you exist, we're going to drag you to hell. But if we can prevent you from existing, then all the better.
Why do you think, what do you think the reason why demons hate humans is?
They're jealous.
They're jealous that we get extra chances? What are they jealous of?
They've made their choice. And we still haven't. And God's image, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, is us. We are made in his image and likeness.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're jealous. I think the angels are like, okay, we're a much higher species of creation. Any angel is significantly higher on the order of creation than a human being. In fact, the fact that we are part physical, as in our bodies, and part spiritual, angels are 100% spiritual, which that alone makes them superior to us. They have a higher intellect. They have a higher hierarchy than we do. And yet, the second person of the Blessed Trinity didn't become an angel to save the angels. He became a human to save the humans. So I think there's a jealousy on the part of the demons. That's my theory. I don't know. What do you think?